Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, October 10th. A husband and wife team from Braintree are headed to prison for operating two illegal basement casinos in Quincy and Chinatown. 50-year-old Zhu Tan Zhang and 55-year-old Shi Rong Li both pleaded guilty this week to running the casinos at 299 Newport Avenue in Quincy, a Taekwondo studio, and in Chinatown since 2022. The couple also admitted that they sold $6 million worth of illegal cigarettes and on charges of money laundering and tax evasion. Zhang will serve 3 years behind bars and 2 years probation. Li got 18 months in prison, suspended for 2 years, and 2 years probation. Officials say the casinos included gaming tables, slot machines, and other gambling devices. Authorities seized 600,000 packs of illegal cigarettes, 22 slot machines, and $141,000 in cash when they executed search warrants at the couple's various homes and businesses. Now, ballots for the November 4th Quincy City election are being sent out to people who requested mail-in ballots without a ballot question dealing with the mayor's annual salary. The ballots were completed after the Quincy Citizens for Fair Raises failed to gather enough signatures to force the question on this year's ballot. The group has raised over $20,000 to hire an attorney to challenge the rejection of 1,851 signatures by the city clerk's office. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says the election department followed proper city and state procedures in certifying the signatures. The citizens contend that officials should use the printed names to verify the signatures, not just the signed name. The city says the group fell 828 signatures short of the required number to approve the ballot question. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is being invited to speak about the city's debt at the next city council meeting. Ward 1 Councilor Dave McCarthy, the chairman of the Finance Committee, extended the invitation to Koch, Municipal Finance Director Paul Della Barba, and Strategic Asset Manager Rick Kosha during this week's council meeting. McCarthy said that Koch recently produced a video explaining how the city manages debt after questions were raised about the $1.6 billion in debt and the recent lowering of the city's bond rating by S&P from AA to AA negative. Koch was invited to appear at the October 20th council meeting. The Quincy Youth Football and Cheerleading Program is marking a historic milestone. The group was honored by the Quincy City Council this week on their 75th anniversary. President Nathan Knowles believes that makes it a unique program in the country. A celebration for the program was recently held at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Quincy Youth Football and Cheer is a tackle and flag football and cheerleading program for kindergartners through 8th graders. It is a nonprofit, 100% volunteer organization. Well, a 250th birthday celebration for the United States Navy will be held this morning at the new Navy Park at Marina Bay in Quincy. The event will begin at 10 a.m. and include remarks by retired Naval officer Alicia Ping, the Partnership and Civic Engagement Liaison for the National Park Service. City of Quincy Historic Heritage Director Bob Damon will also offer some local naval history, and Quincy Veteran Services Director and Navy veteran Christine Cugini will also offer comments, along with Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch. Due to the federal government shutdown, the Navy Band Northeast will not perform, and programs that were planned at the Adams National Historical Park will not take place. This weekend, the USS Salem at the Quincy Shipyard will be open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days for a Navy celebration. Active duty naval personnel and veterans will have free admission. Now, this year's annual Quincy Christmas Parade will reflect the Quincy 400 celebration that's been going on all year. The parade committee has announced that the parade theme will be Historic Quincy Celebrates Christmas. Applications are now being accepted from groups that would like to enter floats based on that theme. Nonprofits and schools that build their own floats compete for cash prizes, while commercially built floats receive plaques. Some of the floats that appeared in the Flag Day Parade in June, based on Quincy 400, will be included in the Christmas parade. The deadline to submit an application for a float is October 31st. And QATV will once again sponsor the Elementary School Parade Poster Contest. The 72nd annual parade will step off on Sunday, November 30th at noon at Hannon Parkway and Hancock Streets and proceed down Hancock Street to North Quincy High School. A time capsule from 1947 was opened during a groundbreaking ceremony for the new Squantum School this week. The capsule was discovered in the cornerstone of the 1947 portion of the building during demolition. The capsule contained newspaper articles, coins, and other artifacts from the era. Demolition of the old school will be completed in 2 weeks. The Sundays in the Park event that was scheduled for this Sunday at Faxon Park in Quincy has been canceled due to the forecast for inclement weather. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash is unsure if the event can be rescheduled. The Quincy Animal Shelter will host a cornhole tournament fundraiser Saturday from noon to 4 at the Braintree Beer Garden on Washington Street in Braintree. The event will include food and beer trucks, live music, raffles, and prizes. Dogs are welcome. You can visit QuincyAnimalShelter.org for more information. A student art exhibit is on display at the Quincy Art Association's Q Arts Gallery in Quincy Center through this Sunday. The exhibit features artwork from students and teachers from 22 Quincy schools as part of the Quincy 400 celebration. Well, the Massachusetts Senate considering a proposal to add naloxone, a life-saving medication that can reverse overdoses, at all MBTA stations in an effort to address the state's opioid crisis. The bill, sponsored by Senator John Keenan of Quincy back in February, and seeks to expand a pilot program that began last year to install naloxone, commonly referred to by its brand name Narcan, at 5 Red Line stations. At a Joint Committee on Transportation hearing this week, Keenan, who represents Braintree and Quincy along the Red Line, said it is crucial that naloxone be available at all T stations, not just a few. The bill proposes placing naloxone at all MBTA blue, green, orange, and red subway line stations. Each station would have 2 freestanding, unalarmed naloxone boxes containing 2 units of 4-milligram intranasal naloxone spray. The boxes would be monitored daily, and flyers would be posted around the box with information about naloxone and instructions on how to use it. The legislation would also establish an oversight system to monitor the effectiveness of the program by requiring the T to file a report with the Senate and House analyzing the benefits and costs of the program. The T was required by law to file a report on the Red Line naloxone program by September 1st, but Keenan says they haven't done that yet. In addition, Keenan has proposed a separate bill to establish a trust fund to financially support naloxone distribution in the state. Despite the strides made to reduce the number of overdose deaths, Keenan said the state should not stop fighting to address the opioid crisis. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts is offering voluntary buyouts to roughly 750 employees as the health plan deals with the largest financial losses in its history. The voluntary separations are being offered to roughly 18% of the 4,200-person workforce. Employees over 55 who have been with the company for 10 or more years are eligible. Blue Cross Blue Shield is the largest health plan in Massachusetts. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are down. The Dow dropped 243 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P both lost 18. Asian stocks also fell. The dollar was down. The euro was flat. Oil at $61 a barrel. Sports, the Bruins win their home opener. Boston last night beating Chicago 4-3 In overtime, they will welcome Buffalo to the Garden tomorrow night at 7. And Patriots are in New Orleans Sunday at 1. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, sunny and a high of 62. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 38. Tomorrow, sun and clouds, high 66. Sunday, scattered showers, the high of 61. And then Monday on Columbus Day, it looks like our coastal nor'easter with wind and rain, and highs Monday around 60 degrees. Out on the water today, waves about a foot. A light northwesterly wind becomes southerly later today, and a high tide 2:16 p.m. Sunrise 6:51, sets at 6:09. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, October 10th.